Number 86, Avery Wehner, made the tackle.
Maddox is taking the lead over Upley, 12-6. Off of a fumble. Made it 12-6, Maddox leading Upley in Upley. 3rd and 9 here, though. Beachy rolling to his left to pass. Has time, has no defenders, though. Has to keep it on the run. Throws it the very last second into the hands of Dan Rick and falls incomplete. And, oh, man, that was very close to being a first down into the hands of Dan Rick. He fumbled it, bobbled it, and then couldn't bring it in. Incomplete, now 4th and 9.
Number 63, Jacob Shoemaker, brought a ton of pressure on Beachy. He made a nice play throwing across his body, put it right where it's the toughest to catch it, Clark, right in his hand.
Right in his hand. I hate when that happens.
Yes.
4th and 9, clock stop at 7:54 before halftime. Harbor Beach 20, USA nothing in the T formation. Beachy under center, 3 men in the backfield. He's back to pass, rolling to his right, and here comes Harbor Beach. He has to get out of the pocket, throws this one into the end zone, overthrows 88 Dan Rick. That didn't have a chance. And now, incomplete, turnover of downs. USA's drive stalls at the 17-yard line of Harbor Beach, and the Pirates get the ball back.
Yeah, we talked about it earlier, Clark. The Pirates really need to control themselves when it comes to penalties, the unnecessary penalties. You know, there's, in this one here, they tried to make a play, and unfortunately it was a little bit too aggressive, but those are the plays that are going to keep other teams in these games and give them breathing room.
Like we said one more time, Hubley is trailing Bad Axe 12-6 at the moment in the second quarter. Bad Axe sounds like he recovered a fumble for the touchdown in the second quarter in Hubley. First play out of the T formation for Harbor Beach is a keeper to Eli Kraft out around the left end. Out to the 20-yard line, gain of 3, 2nd and 7 coming up for the Pirates, right to left across the radio.
Number 45, Zach Comer, made the tackle.
Eli Kraft and the keeper, according to the spot, he's out to the 21-yard line. That's a gain of 5. 4.5 somewhere in there. So second and 6 now for the Pirates. 7:15 to play before halftime. Harbor Beach 20, USA 0. T formation, Kraft under center, hands it off. Now keeps it for himself, rolls to his left, looking to pass. He has time. Now here comes the pressure. He has to keep it. He's out to the 23. Still manages to get about 2, maybe 3 yards out to the 24-yard line. And now it's 3rd and 3 for Harbor Beach.
Number 60, John Bauer, made the tackle, but good decision by Kraft. He had a couple receivers with the potential downfield. He'd had to heave it deep, and not really necessary at this point in the game. Up 20 to nothing, they need to control the clock, get first downs, and attack on a possession like first down or second short, attack the field.
It's a handoff to DJ Ridner. He breaks free of the first tackle, the fullback for Harbor Beach at the 30-yard line, and rumbles down to the 43-yard line. A heck of a run. DJ Ridner ran right into the middle of the pile.
It's Aaron Ginther on the carry.
That was Aaron Ginther?
Yes.
I was looking at the wrong man there. Aaron Ginther rumbles through the line. It was a DJ Ridner style.
Yeah.
Run. Thank you. I'm having a Michigan influence all around me here tonight. Aaron Ginther rumbles for 15 yards out to the 43. And this is another handoff across midfield for the Pirates to number 7. Derek Puff, good enough for 9, maybe 10 yards. He's right down to the first down marker, which sits at the 47-yard line of USA. No word yet if it's a first down or not. They're going to bring out the sticks to measure. So a 6:09 in the second quarter. Harbor Beach 20, USA nothing. USA took off a lot of time off that clock on their second drive of the night there. Dave Hansen saying this is a first down by a mile. I'm going to play devil's advocate and say it's coming up second down.
I got a good angle here, Clark. That's got to be a first down.
No word yet. Oh, they almost singled it. And now there's a little bit of lax in the chain. Well played, Dave Hansen. By about 2 inches. The stripe of the football is about all that was across that one. And now it's 1st and 10 for Harbor Beach from the USA 47-yard line. T formation for Harbor Beach. 3 men in the backfield. Aaron Ginther, DJ Ridner, and number 7, Derek Kopp. Kraft is under center. It's a keeper rolling to his right, looking back to pass, has nothing open. Brendan Ballard rumbling, trying to get him down. As a receiver wide open, number three, Colin Cook at the 27-yard line, complete, and out to about the 23. That's a 24-yard pass from Eli Kraft to Colin Cook, who sat in between all the coverage of USA, found a seam, and waited for the pass, and it ran into the hands.
It's amazing how much attention Kraft draws when he rolls out of the pocket. USA playing a zone in the back, two defenders deep. Harbor Beach has three receivers, so it was only a matter of time before Kraft found one of them open. Nice job by Cook sitting in the middle of that zone.
Kraft 3 for 3 in passing for 43 yards tonight. Out of the T formation this time. It's a handoff right at the middle. This time to number 35, DJ Ridner, the ball carrier. Unfortunately, no gain for the Pirates. USA really swarming to the ball, the line of scrimmage. Really nothing in between the defensive end going on for this Harbor Beach offense.
No, they found, and I think they normally find most of their success around the ends and around the outside, especially with Kraft. The one that has had the most success, even over DJ Ridner, is Derek Puffin. He's had success anytime he's touched the ball anywhere.
Ridner and Self check out of the game. And they come back out with a spread formation. Avery Wehner, Aaron Ginther to your right. To the left is number two, Travis Essmaker. Number three, Colin Cook. Kraft in the shotgun with Derek Puff to his left. Rolling to his left, and tries to pass it to number three, Colin. Number two, Travis Essmaker. Incomplete. That was a little bit of a poor pass for Eli Kraft there.
Yeah.
And falls incomplete, 3rd and 9.
Number 22, Nathan Melke, had good coverage. And Kraft more or less threw that ball away. The only one that could have made a play on it was Travis Essmaker, so that's the nice thing that Kraft did on that play.
3rd and 9 coming up for Harbor Beach from the 23-yard line of USA. 4:54 before halftime, they lead USA 20-0. Coming out of the spread formation, 2 wide each way. Kraft and shotgun, Derek Huff now to his right. And he rolls to his right, a little bit of reverse to number 14. Austin Seltz, his go-to play to the 20, to the 15, breaks through that, no time, to the 5, and touchdown, Harbor Beach. Austin Seltz on the reverse from the 23-yard line, breaks free of 2 tackles and finds himself in the end zone. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. It's now Harbor Beach 26, USA nothing. It looks like Harbor Beach is going to be going for 2, trying to round the score back up to 28.
And there's that play that we were talking about early in the game, as they run Seltz out there as a decoy a little bit. A lot of teams don't know a lot about him, but he's not very big, he's not very wide, but he is fast can be. And they showed it there on the reverse, and nobody around. Great blocking downfield by number 2, Travis Essmaker, that sparked him into the end zone.
Coming out of the spread formation, a little bit of a low snap. Kraft throws it into the right side of the end zone, into number 47's hands. Aaron Ginther, the 2-point conversion is good. And now it's Harbor Beach 28, USA nothing, with 4:44 left before halftime. You're tuned to WLEW.
Hi, I'm Clark Ramsey. You probably knew that already. But what you may not know is that I've joined the ranks of Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. As a trusted advisor, I can make sure your future is protected in the proper forms. Insurance can be confusing. Trust me, I know. But what I can do is help you understand your insurance coverage, what you have, but more importantly, what you need. I hope you enjoy tonight's broadcast. When it comes to insurance, let me help you. That's Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance. On the web at clarkramsey.com.
Harbor Beach 28, USA nothing. 4:44 before halftime. And Harbor Beach scoring any way you feel like it. 3 different players in the end zone. Derek Puff with 2 touchdowns. Aaron Ginther with 1. And now Austin Self, the sophomore, finds himself with 6 on his points.
And that's what makes them tough to stop. You just don't know where the strikes are going to come from. They've even scored defensively this season. I mean, they really have everything working for them right now, especially on the offensive side of the ball. And their defense has been no slouch either, especially tonight.
Nick Hessling kicking this one off from his 40-yard line on the right side of your radio, kicking to the left. Looks like the rain has subsided for a little bit. I take that back. We just can't see it because our windows are a little bit fogged up now as well. Makes for a fun broadcast. 28-0, Harbor Beach lead. Nick Hessling kicks this one off. The right foot man. The high fly ball, maybe to second base, is a fumble at the 30-yard line. Bounce right off the